Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Get up, it's a Get Up Show.
Well, hello, this is so exciting to be here with you on the Simon Says podcast. We are the Get Up Show. I'm Sean, Charlie's over there, Maddie's over there.
I'm over here.
This is podcast number 59, I think, 59.
Yep. We've made it.
Be sure that you subscribe and like and click and all that stuff that you do so that we can keep doing these maybe for a little while longer. Maddie sent me a picture and said it was of that. What's the brand name of that chili? It's the one that took the place of Texas Pete chili. There was this outrage.
Texas Tailgate. So my wife found it at Food Lion. So it's Texas Tailgate chili sauce for burgers and dogs.
Uh-huh. But Garner Foods in Winston-Salem, who makes Texas Pete, said that it is not their recipe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope not, because I don't mean to disparage the fine folks at Texas Tailgate, but it was not my favorite. See, I pictured, like, when I think of hot dog chili, I think of Yum Yums, and that was always my favorite. Like, I thought that has great flavor, and it's awesome. You can really get it. But the best part was we got done dinner, and my wife looks at us all and goes, "All right, everybody, guess what ingredient is not in the chili that we just had?"
And meat.
Yeah, there's no meat in it.
Yeah, soy kibble or something.
It's beans. It's beans. But I'll tell you something that you might not know. In Texas Pete, chili didn't have meat in it.
Which, I guess I don't mind that, but it was more... Well, first of all, that surprised me. But I guess because it comes in a shelf-stable can, I guess that might be kind of complicated. But at the same time, the flavor... I was like, what is wrong? Like, how did that miss so hard?
It didn't even taste
like chili. You know what I mean? Like, it just was like, here's some brown goo I can squeeze onto your hot dog.
And for people who aren't from here and don't know about Yum Yums that Maddie was referring to, it's a hot dog and ice cream place that's been downtown for well over 100 years doing its thing exactly as it's doing now, pretty much.
Yeah.
Serving.
And they still do everything the way they... I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I got a friend of mine who runs it now, and he hasn't changed a single... Like, that was one of the things when the family sold it to him. It was like, keep it completely the same, and it is, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And this is downtown Greensboro.
Well, it's over by UNCG, so it's not like right downtown. It's right over off of Spring Garden, so...
And I think that the hot dogs are better than the ice cream, and I get in fist fights with people all the time.
I murder those hot dogs. Like I get the chili cheese and I just crush them.
So it's funny because, you know, hot dogs are such a regional thing. And a friend and I were just having this conversation last night because he's from Michigan and he's like, "Oh, hot dogs down here, gross and blah, blah, blah," you know, whatever. But so what you guys call a chili dog down here, we called a coney where I'm from. But the sauce looked like chili, but it was a bit sweeter. You wouldn't eat it like chili soup, chili beans or whatever in the world it's called here. That's what everybody here calls it. If it's got beans in it, it's
Stop
not
it.
The stuff. Do you want to I've had that conversation too. But anyway, I call it all chili. Mm-hmm. But the Coney sauce, which looks like chili, but it's a little sweeter. So that's what we had back home. Now, I think here, isn't it just basically chili, but it doesn't have beans in it?
Mm-mm. No, it's a different sauce. It's not the same thing at all. It's a hot dog chili and chili are two different things.
Yeah, for sure. Which I knew, like, I get that. And it's one of those things. Wasn't there also, there was a whole thing about the birthplace of the Coney dog where it became down between the Midwest and New York.
Coney Island.
I remember, yeah. But yeah, I see, my thing is I always fight with everybody because I'm from up north. And this is like a given up there, is top split versus side split. And we buns. Only had top split buns. Yeah.
And it makes absolutely no difference.
I totally disagree.
Nah.
No, because you can toast
different.
The buns. Yeah.
Well, it also sits up. You know how you always get your hot dog and you try to sit it up and put your toppings on it and then it falls over and they all fall out on the plate?
Yeah.
With the top split bun, they don't do that.
Right.
Just turn it the other way.
No.
There's no difference.
It falls the other way.
There's absolutely no difference. If I blindfold you and feed you 100 top split buns next to 100 side split buns, and I intermingle them, and as you're eating 50 of these and 50 of these, you will
really
not know
full.
The difference.
I don't know. I could do
See?
It. Another one.
Eat it. Eat that bun. Eat that bun.
No,
you want some water, don't you? You want some water?
Look,
you can't have any.
It's the crust to bread ratio that makes a top split so much better. But we'll leave it at that.
Same thing. But speaking of your chili can, I have in my pantry, I don't remember how many years ago Texas Pete quit making that chili and broke the hearts of millions. I mean, we were crying in the streets. That was our biggest problem. Remember back when that was our biggest problem in the world?
Oh,
we took our damn chili away.
The good Simpler old days. Yeah.
I still have a can of Texas Pete chili in my pantry that I saved. And I was thinking, you know, when will be the right time to crack that? Like you save an old bottle of wine or you save a champagne.
I don't think it's the same thing. You probably should check the expiration date on that. Because hasn't it been about 5 years or so that they quit making it?
Maybe, but I'm starting to get more sensitive to expiration dates. And so I'm starting to come around and I'm starting to think maybe you guys were right about this expiration date thing.
Well, you've had some experiences lately that are backing up the whole expiration date thing.
Oh, my God. Who knew that Bisquick went bad? Who would have thought that a dry mix in a box could ruin your life and nearly kill you?
No. The only thing I would think would happen would be like it'd get those little bitty bugs in it, but
no.
I wouldn't think it goes bad.
It goes so bad that it burns.
That's crazy. And now what's funny is that you talking about how bad it was almost makes me want to try to like taste that to see for myself.
Oh, bro.
Even
I wish
though
I
you describe it so horribly.
You know, well, dumplings that taste like soap. That's quite interesting.
Okay, so here's what happened. My daughter said not too long ago she wanted chicken and dumplings. And I was like, hey, cool, man. Done. I love making chicken and dumplings. Do you know which kind you like? Do you like fluffy dumplings or slick dumplings? And she's like, grr. I was like, slick dumplings are like a thick noodle. And fluffy dumplings look like a cloud. She says, I want fluffy dumplings. I said, all right. I like slick dumplings.
That sounds like a cool band name. Fluffy
which
dumplings.
You're fluffy dumplings.
Or a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Was she on Strawberry Shortcake?
Hang on with me, fluffy dumplings.
My cosplay name. I can see my suit now.
Me too.
You checking in at the hotel? I'm here for the convention. What's your name? Fluffy Dumplings.
Fluffy Dumplings. So I'm making fluffy dumplings, you know, under protest. So I'm not going to make a fresh dough. I'm going to use a box of Bisquick. You know, screw this. It's good enough. So I break out the stuff. I'm mixing it up. And I say, all right, get in here. You're doing this part. And she mixes the stuff all together, and it looks right. It's the right consistency. And I get out my neat little Pampered Chef miniature ice cream scoop, and I spray the spray on it so dough doesn't stick. And I've got my broth going, perfect broth, by the way, with a whole chicken and a mirepoix and, like, several boxes of broth in there. So it's like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. And it's boiling up right, and I'm dropping those dumplings in off of the scoop. And they're setting up perfectly. I'm like, oh, my God, Goose, you're about to see what dumplings are all about. This is why God created dumplings right here. So you boil them for a little bit, and then you turn it down, and you simmer them for 10 minutes, and then you put the lid on and you simmer them another 10 minutes and then you put them in the bowl and you eat them. So we get to that point and we're sitting down and I give us each six in the bowl because they're small. They're tiny little cute, as I call them. They're the cutest little dumplings. So we sit down to eat them and she goes, ugh, I don't know. I must be allergic to this. These taste like soap. And I go, nah, I'm getting it too. Something's up here. But of course, I eat all of mine to make sure.
Yeah, you got to.
And well, because the texture on them, the bite was just glorious. It was exactly what you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, oh, God. And not only did it taste like soap, it was the bitterest poison in your mouth, but it burned.
That's crazy to me, too, that you got a burning sensation from a biscuit.
Yeah.
So I have a question. If I make something like that, I always, always, always have to taste the raw dough. Do you not do that?
No.
Not if it's flour tasting, because I don't love that. And she did, and she said, ooh, that tastes funny, or that she did. She tasted it and said that's bitter. And I was like, shut up.
So she knew at the time. She knew beforehand. She could have saved you all a whole bunch of work and grief.
Well, it sounds like she attempted to
just
save.
Listen.
But yeah, but somebody
but
was
he
not
didn't
having
listen.
It.
Well,
shut up. I don't listen to kids.
You know nothing, child.
Yeah. No, she did. She did try to save us. So yeah, man, always check. Oh, and by the way, I did a Google search. And I was like, why are my dumplings bitter? And a lot of people were saying, you did your baking soda, baking powder wrong. Your buttermilk was bad. I was like, stupid. I used a box. Come on, man. So
I didn't make it from scratch.
No, it ain't no scratch in here. I didn't go get some fresh scratch from the scratch, though. So then I found one person who said, maybe your Bisquick was bad. And I was like, what? Bisquick goes bad? And so I went.
I guess
and I looked
you think
at,
about it, it makes sense because all that stuff's in the mix, you know, like because all you have to add with Bisquick is the water, right?
Nah, milk and
or milk?
Melted milk and cooled melted butter to make dumplings. But
looked at the
box. It was from 2015.
That was a good. That was my. You know, that's some vintage Bisquick. You could have sold that online. Old timey Bisquick.
So now I'm thinking, do I go through, and the last thing from 2015 that I ate was that beautiful ribeye that I sent you pictures of that I sliced, and it was beautifully cooked perfectly. Remember I sent you that picture?
You did, but I will say this now, is that it had a very pink middle, but you also had a very gray ring.
And you also,
was that the preparation, or is that, do you think, because of its age?
Isn't that the one that you said wasn't quite right? Because it had been frozen for so long.
Yeah, it was. It had a taste. It was.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I cooked it on the green egg. I finally got the green egg to get up to temperature, and I seasoned it beautifully. I let it get to room temperature, and I flopped it on the egg and, you know, seared the outside like a boss, and then let it sit, you know, let it rest, and then I cut it, and it was just beautiful, red on the inside and seared on the outside. But, yeah, it had like an old wet bag kind of taste at the end.
So we've established that you are very good at making fluffy dumplings and gorgeous ribeyes. You're good at making old things look good.
Yeah, but you can't eat it.
You can't eat it.
That's your new side hustle, is you take old crap and make it delicious. I mean, no.
Look delicious.
Look delicious. Yeah, like a food stylist. Mm. There you go.
So I'm thinking, do I go through the whole kitchen now and throw away all the old stuff? Because that'll break my heart.
You got to.
How old is old? Because, okay, 2015,
2015.
That's 6 years. Where's our limit here?
2019 should be a limit, and even that's pushing it.
I've got veal shanks in there that I've been making ossobuco out of for years and years that I can't throw that away. There's no way, man. I would rather you guys kill me than for me to throw those veal shanks away.
I don't understand how you have such a stock. Like, I mean, I don't have as big of a freezer as you, but I feel like I go through my stock pretty regularly.
Right. I was going to say, maybe you need to back off on your buying sprees and not have so much so that you still have it 6 years later.
Well, it's you save things for an occasion and then it never comes.
Oh, no.
You think this is going to be it.
Like that. You can't live like that. You've got to show your flex every day. Every day is a special occasion.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I like wear that. Your fancy sunglasses. Show off your nice shoes. I mean, eat the food. Every
wear
day is
sunscreen.
A special occasion.
All right, well, Boz Luhrmann.
So the other thing that's kind of interesting that I've just picked up on is I think that my kid is starting to notice boys because she really reacted to Michael Hutchence from NXS on a video the other day.
Meaning to go back and watch that one just to see exactly what she's seeing, because I don't remember that video.
It was a very young Michael Hutchence in the Don't Change video, and she first starts out like, what is this? What are you watching? And I tell her, it's cool band, one of my bands, love these guys, NXS. And then she goes, I like the way he walks.
Do you turn it off immediately?
Nah, because I wanted her to hear the song. I love that song. I love the video.
Yeah, she still didn't like your music, though. She just really liked watching Michael Hutchence.
Could you mute this, please?
And I was like, at first, I was thinking, oh, cool, she likes the song. And then I go, cool song, right? She goes, huh?
Yeah, well, there you go.
So how do you feel about that? Is your kid noticing boys?
Oh, dude, I don't know. My kid is hard to read. It's hard to tell. She's all over the place on stuff. So she's never, she's never pointed out something like that to me.
Well, she wasn't pointing it out. She was just obvious.
Okay, so I guess then the same thing to say is that, no, my kid has never obviously said anything like that. Like, you could tell that she had a crush on, and even then, it's like when her friends will say something like, what about such and such? And, uh-huh. And I just don't, I haven't gotten a lot of that recently, so
because she hasn't really outwardly said anything like that ever before, although I know she's had crushes because I've found little notes and things when I've been maybe doing some daddy snooping that maybe I shouldn't have been doing but did anyway.
Oh yeah, you gotta
do that. You really have to do that. But I know when I was her age and younger, I was crazy about girls all the way back to kindergarten. Shoot, before kindergarten, I had crushes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a time,
Mm-hmm. Well, so like our 13-year-old, he definitely will come home and say, something about his crush or whatever. But I think more now that it's becoming actually liking the person, when a few years back he was doing it just because it seemed like everybody else was doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I think he's actually getting to where he is noticing girls and liking girls because he wants to, not just because it seems like that's the thing to do.
I wonder if at some point we're going to actually get to have that infamous, television movie moment of the dad opening the door, come on in, son, let's sit down. I want to have a talk with you.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's going to happen. If I live that long, it's going to happen.
I mean, your daughter's 13, is that right, Sean?
Yeah.
So you don't have to live much longer before it happens.
But I'm thinking, is any guy at the door ever going to be good enough? And that makes me think, when I was at the door, good God, what a mess I was as a teenager. There was no way I was ever good enough.
You can only hope they're better than you.
Yeah, they better be.
I'm headed to drug test them.
I'll be jingling with guns when I get to the door anyway. Hold on.
The bandolier.
Like one over my shoulder, one in my belt, one in a holster.
It's like that funny thing that they do in movies where they're like, I'm sorry, you got to leave your weapons at the door. They start pulling weapons out of everywhere, their socks and their belt line. And,
right.
Okay, you two have to make a deal that you're going to team up like Martin Lawrence and Will Smith did in Bad Boys, where, Sean answers the door for his daughter's date and Maddie comes busting out of the other room. Hey, man, what are you doing? Tell me about your son. Just really giving the kid a hard time, like he's all drunk and stuff. Yeah, you guys can do this for each other. Come on, make a plan.
I won't have to pretend. I'm
Yeah.
I think I would be drunk.
Yeah, but then I'd have to drive you home, and I'm not interested in that.
No, I'd get them to give me a ride.
Well, you guys that's even better. I like it.
First stop in the date's my house. Let's go to McDonald's a couple times.
Where are we going? Was you going to the movies?
I was going to movies, too.
Who's buying the popcorn?
I forgot my wallet in that fish.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious but awful.
I told you that speaking of embarrassing your child, I told you that I was going to try a new punishment technique of next time I have to take her phone away, I was going to, I got to post something on Snapchat.
Absolutely mentioned that on our previous podcast.
I'm still waiting to do that. I haven't gotten the opportunity yet.
She's being much better now that you threatened that.
What do you guys think about this new trend? I don't think I'll ever buy another house. I think I'm probably where I'm going to be. I'm where they're going to find me.
Okay, great.
New houses have this thing, this new trend called open bathrooms.
No.
I kind of already live my life that way.
No. Your poor family.
Well, that is true. I often get yelled at for not shutting the door. But at the
same... Are you serious?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm in my room and then I'm in my bathroom. It's not like there's direct access, so...
But you ain't been married that long.
It's fine. I don't care. Look, okay, let's be clear, and not to go into too much depth, but there's two versions of using the bathroom. The one is fine. The other is still off limits. So let's just be clear. But that said, I mean, the way that this place was set up, it would be like, you know, walking into the living room, except there's a toilet in the middle of the room.
Right. Yeah
that's what it is.
Completely open with just like kind of a short wall kind of dividing things off. But so, Maddie, like when you go into your bedroom and then into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Do you leave the bedroom door open?
Oh, all of them are open.
So... Either of your children could walk right in while you're doing that.
They know better.
No, how? I mean...
How?
Yeah, how they know better?
Well, first they would hear it. Second of all, they just know if I walk into my room.
Not if you're sitting... If you're in the... I think they don't know what you're doing.
Look,
You might be in the bathroom shaving, but they come in to ask you something.
I'm glad you said shaving.
I set a crazy precedent in my house. They get that I'm crazy. So that way they know that they will never just walk into my room because they know what I do. And if they need something, they yell.
They've been traumatized already.
Can I come in? What is happening in there? And I'll be like, I'm shaving, or guess what's happening? And that's it.
Wow.
Done. I get left alone.
It's like kind of the unwritten rule in our house is if the bedroom door is open and the kid's home, he can walk in there.
No.
So there's never, you know, if doors are shut, he knows not to walk right in. But if the door's open, it's fair game for anybody to walk in because private time is for behind closed doors, Matthew.
Yeah, look, man, Charlie Rich.
I'm just, this is it. Listen, man, there's some things I don't care. You know, look, I'm in my room. This is my room. You walk in here, good luck. Welcome to therapy.
I love it. Did y'all see where now porch pirating is going to be a felony? They're trying to make that a felony nationwide.
You're going to get a felony for stealing my bag of dog food off my porch?
Yeah, wait, what was the last one? We just had that story about the woman who was like, Oh, it was the one where a guy dressed up like an alien and stole her package, and she was like, I'm not entirely mad, but generally we don't ever know it was stolen. She was like, it was just some linens. But I'm like, you know, that can get pricey at the same time, but
sure.
I think it's a felony. Sure. Look, man, this is my stuff.
I don't like it. I hate a thief. I absolutely hate a thief, but I don't know that they should get a felony if the... I mean, you have to know the value of the thing. And side note on this, you know how we've been talking about how they're stealing stuff off of people's porches. Yesterday, I'm walking the neighborhood, and the Amazon delivery was by someone's mailbox out in front of their house. They didn't take it up to the porch. They just dropped them in the yard right by the mailbox.
Oh, that's weak.
I know. I thought so, too. I could totally steal that.
My biggest thing is that, you know, we talk about, you know, what did they steal? And yeah, I'm ordering whatever. And if they open the box and it's not a PlayStation, you know, or some jewelry or something, yeah, then they throw away this thing. You know, who cares if it's a sponge for my, you know, pressure washer, a filter? They throw it away. And I think that's why it's a felony, because it's a waste and it's awful.
It's also, you know, it's also that Christmas morning feeling where you're, whatever it is, you're waiting for your package to arrive.
Yes.
And
somebody circumvents that and takes it off your porch. That's stealing, A, and it's making you feel bad, too. You know, like it's insult to injury, and it's just awful. And speaking of weird Amazon stuff, there was a story the other day where a guy was walking, and he saw a pile of packages at the edge of the woods that clearly had not been delivered to where they were supposed to be. So he called Amazon. He's like, hey, Amazon, I found a bunch of your packages over here by the woods. I think they need to go someplace. And they're like, huh, well, you just keep those. We'll work it out.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That's it's like lunatic talk. It's like, but that's why they're such a big company. It's like, all right, well.
And they don't even care. We'll just send more.
Yeah, that's right. You're exactly right. They will. That's how you get your doubles sometimes. They send you a refund and then your thing shows up. I love when that happens. But yeah, you're right. You think about somebody who picks up a couple of felonies for porch pirating. They pick up a couple packages off a porch and then they're sitting in prison and it's like, what are you in for? I got some Tux medicated butt pads off of Maddie's porch.
You did? You know what I got was this weird sponge thing. I don't even know what it goes to.
I got a 65-inch TV.
Oh, I got you a win. Rock.
You could. You know what? I guarantee you could order a rock through Amazon.
Yep.
Oh, that would be the best.
Sweet rocks, man. What kind of rock you like? Not that kind. I think we've moved on from that kind. You don't hear about that as much anymore.
Crack no. rock?
Yeah, you don't hear about that anymore.
Nah, people like meth.
Well, you ought to know. You're from one of the meth capitals of the world. Yeah, here,
Indiana.
Look here. 50 pounds of premium, large, mixed Mexican beach pebbles for $39 on Amazon right now, if you're interested.
Hey, see, now, that's a bunch of rocks.
That's the thing, man. You know, and that's where you almost want to start ordering weird, just bizarre stuff and just leave it out there for someone to steal. Like,
what do you mean, start?
That's what Wish is for.
Imagine, we were talking on the air about the sending things to your enemy. And the chocolate wang.
Oh, the company is called Ruin Your Day.
Oh, good. I got you to say it again.
Yeah, it's called Ruin Your
Hold
Day.
Hold on. Ruin. And what's your address?
There's a guy, there's a guy who is suing the company Ruin Your Day because he received three separate packages. It says, "We'll ruin your enemy's day," anonymously. The first one was a chocolate wing wong that he got at work, and he was distressed and terrified by that. The second one was a glitter bomb that glitter got in his clothes, hair, and eyes, and on the desk nearby, and in the carpet.
Oh, of course.
And the third one was addressed to, what was it?
It was like
Fat Midget. And that was some chocolate fake poop. And he said he was also terrified by that, and that the chocolate got on his hands and clothes.
Would you eat the chocolates?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I kind of feel like I would.
Here's my question. So the whole point of this is to like send something to your enemy. And but so what if it was actually one of his friends? And obviously they terribly misjudged his sense of humor.
Well, that sounds like this guy's a real bummer.
Right. Would you admit that it was you? Like, let's just say, Sean, you thought this would be really super funny. And you sent these things to... I don't know. Let's just somebody in our company thinking that they would think it was really funny. And then they got super mad and upset so badly that they were planning to sue the company that sent it to them. Would you tell them, no, man, I thought you'd think that was funny? Or would you just be like, I don't know where that came from?
You mean at the point that they're suing, would I tell them? Absolutely not.
Yeah, like,
I'm not
like
saying a word.
You thought they would think it was funny and instead they're really upset and mad about it. Would you tell them that you did it?
No way. Not at that point. Maybe at some point before they had taken legal action I might have told them, but nah, too late. Too late when that's happening. Ooh, here's some more rocks on Amazon. Amber fossil with insect sample stones.
Dude,
see, that's cool. I want a straight rock. Keep moving.
Oh, well, here's one. Hold on, where is it? It's like a landscaping rock. It's a big rock, man. Big. We used to, in Miami, we called them elephant turds. Where is it?
Is it the rock that's got a speaker in it? I like those.
No, this one is just a rock. This is what Maddie wants.
Is it the rock that covers up your well?
No, this is a rock. $27.
Does it roll?
Is it the rock that you can hide a key in?
Yeah, can it smell what I'm cooking?
Ah, look at you. Clearly, you're a genius.
Yeah, it's just so funny when you read that story, and even when you say it now, it's like his reaction to getting these things was just such outrage. And you wonder if it really was outrage or if it was he was just that guy. Like, do you think he is that guy? like who's just like, he doesn't get jokes.
No sense of humor.
Yeah, and he's so offended.
Like, you think he's awful and he deserved to get a chocolate poop.
Yeah, like he probably threw that box of poop away. Like, he wouldn't even eat it. And, like, it's still chocolate. It's not real poop.
He threw that box of poop away. He wouldn't even eat it.
Yeah. Like, what a waste. Actually, I'd rather Porch Pirate get it. They might actually think it's funny.
Nah, I don't know, man. I think anymore, you just got to be careful with stuff like that. That's more of a thing that you do with a friend than you do with an enemy.
Yeah. No, yeah. 100%. Because, yeah, that can go nowadays, you know, that could turn into a giant lawsuit and, you know, against you and you ruin your reputation because you sent a chocolate wing.
But if you worked with him, you could get fired. Yeah, it could go really bad.
Meanwhile, you know, again, you send that to me, I laugh and
Pictures of me eating it.
I'll show it to my wife.
And glitter all over me. It's too much fun, man.
I would leave the chocolates for my kids. I even want to get... I kind of want to get the chocolate poops for Easter.
Oh, it better be solid. It better not be a hollow one.
Now, was it a wing wong or a wing wang?
Let's don't get bogged down in semantics.
I heard both.
Hey, did you have the story about the guy who got trapped in hay?
I did. What happened was a guy, I think in his 50s, had to get rushed to the hospital because they found his truck parked next to a giant. It was out on a farm, giant haystack kind of thing.
And like no way.
15. Yes way. Yes way. Hey. But like 1,500 pounds of hay fell on the guy, trapping him there. But the best part was that the owner of the farm was like, yo, he wasn't supposed to be here. So this dude was trying to steal hay, and it collapsed on him.
What an idiot.
Oh, that's what happens. Did they have to get a horse to come over and eat him out of there?
Yeah,
he's still working on it.
Yeah, it's taking its sweet, sweet time, but... But that was my favorite thing out of that entire thing. It's like you go to steal something, get trapped under it, and have to get run.
Oops.
That's called karma, baby.
What would you want to get trapped under? You're stealing like a giant TV.
Karma says, "Hey."
Nah, TV would hurt, man. I don't know. Probably undies.
Oh,
yeah.
1,500 pounds of undies.
Cotton
That's
balls.
That's a lot.
Cotton balls would be cool.
Yeah, but 15, remember, that goes back. 1,500 pounds is 1,500 pounds.
But still, I think the cotton balls would spread themselves out. It wouldn't be like a block of cotton balls.
You know, I'm far removed from high school physics, and that still doesn't make sense to me. Like, a pound is a pound. It's a feather, you know? Like, look, this is in a vacuum, a feather and a bowling ball fall the same way.
I mean, there's a lot of feathers. Compared to a rock.
I think that, you know, not only that, but if you're trapped under hay is real pokey. Like, I guess I would rather at least be 1,500 pounds, like, of pillows or, you know, silk or pudding.
I think it depends on at the stage the hay is in, man. If it's fresh hay, it's not as pokey.
Oh, yeah, but I got a grass cut grass allergy. That would be the worst. That'd be itchy and trapped.
I got actually like stabbed by some hay, some straw one time, and it cut my finger.
Oh, it's the worst. Oh, you get it stuck on your nail too. Oh, like the old school tortures.
Yeah, fingernail hay torture.
Yeah,
that's when the farmers are real mad.
It's the worst.
Okay, so listen, stay out of the hay. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on podcast number 59. We're really, really pulling for ourselves that we might be able to get to 60.
This is the longest we've done just about anything in our career. I think this is important.
No doubt about it. We've been on longer than Punky Brewster.
So,
Charlie, final thoughts.
I promise not to sue you if you send me a glitter bomb.
Maddie?
I want to send this one out to my new boyfriend, Fluffy Dumplings.
All right. Thank you so much. Don't steal your neighbor's hay. You'll get stuck in it. Next time.
Okay, bye.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.